before you go back there, you go back to something we spoke about. The Rashi's have Ayin Dalet and Beis and Chavita and Mechufa. Rashi has a kasha. Kabi Chobis. Why is not Chaim so makki v'patesh when he throws the Chobis into the furnace? Why is it not Chaim so makki v'patesh? So we had a shayla that we had a shayla. So Rashi is going with Shitosa here. Rashi is certainly going with Shitosa, Eil, and a few other places. They're making a kli. It's not a Chaim shel makri patish. That's good. But the only thing is that Rashi's shita is before. So when do we say making kli is Chaim shel makri patish? So why do we say? Because the reason is because in binyan bekelim, I governor. Since in binyan bekelim, I wasn't going to talk about mitzvah shatasim and the other cases in which making a kli is chayiv. So as he says, because making a kli, at least we explained the aruchas already. Is also makir patish. Fine. The shaila is to answer the miris kasha. So making a beggar and writing a sefer shebichayim shel makir patish, being koitzer shebichayim shel makir patish, they're making their food. Yes. So we answer that it could be the Rashi holds at any time that the there's another melacha that the makir patish coincides with another melacha. It's not makir patish, the other melacha. Fine, that's what we said. Yes. So now we have shaila here and this Rashi here. So what's he, and I find that Donald and Beis, what's he asking? The shebichayim shel makir patish. Here the makir patish coincides with melachas bishul. So what does Rashi have to answer? The Meile HaNigmiro L'choy Kusha make all the lesson. That was the Shaila, that's it. So we said that maybe Rashi holds like the Rambam. I'm sorry, maybe Rashi holds that there's no more Chiyu Bishol after Machum and Desoy. It's either third or a half. So then Matthew Kaddish will begin after Melachas Bishul is finished. Yes, yeah, so I forgot, Be'alocha is Medayik Bush, that Rashi holds at the Rambam, that the Chiyuv Bishul continues till Mevushal called Tzalkei. So you can't say that. Because Rashi holds like that. Rashi holds at the Rambam. So L'choy holds the law of Terut, so we don't have a Terut on the Rashi. But it could be, there's a difference that here, in this case, maybe that it could be that from this beginning the chiv mevashel ends the kotzocho. Here's the kotzocho of clay. He's not making food. He's not making food item to eat. He's making. He's being metzarif. Something made from dirt or clay. So it could be that the meloch is finished while still in the heat. Well, the heat is still working on it, and the Gemara comes after the Moch is finished. He's chayim mitzavfoy b'toychei vashel. That's another last two narrow lines. Mitzavfoy b'toychei rei mi vashel. But maybe the continues to work on it to make it in this little gemara which follows. Maybe, I don't know, the yesh line. Okay, let's pick up here, we're holding here, like this. Let's see, like this.
How do we know that Rashi needs a bishul called Sarko?
Take a look at the Be'alochim and bishul. Yesh line here, there's something, the shayla here, which really gets to the hat of Melechus Boina, which you have to address. And that is like this. Tosu l'maychozi, so the Gemara says, three examples in the Gemara. Kain, oni choyfe gumbo, that's near about putaisav. Kain, oisef et putai kiro. Or, to fill up a hole, balbay shesh l'nekev, bibi osay sois, bibi sois mei. The last one, why the last one shaft the machish boina? It's possible. The ain itself of him. He's fixing a hole in his house. In house, the biru means in the wall. He has a biru. Biru asher inesi. Biru means a structure. So even a slight tikkun in the biru, the most machish here, is machish boina koshu, which has an example in the Mishkan. Fine, that's possible. The middle case is also not so difficult. The middle case is making a binyan. The binyan, what's the binyan? That's like actually, oil, binyan. He makes something and the Miri says it's mechubal kalka. So he makes a small, he makes something, it's mechubal kalka. In the form of a binyan. Who says the binyan has to be? There's no shir, so there's no shir. It doesn't have to be dalad. Dalad, that's a big word. Yud, nothing, no shiurim in the binyan. That's called shiru. But a binyan it is. Everybody would recognize and identify this as a miniature binyan. The shaila is when the first Rabbi Yirmiyahu starts, she can only choyfe gumal, it's near about two times of the Chavasa Gav Mishkan, where's the binyan there? Where's the binyan? Why is the binyan? Which leads us, so say, after, say, if you want to answer the question, you want to get a handle on this question, what's the pshat? Well, why is the binyan? Why is digging a hole to hide Pluto? Why is that binyan? Why is not choyfish? What makes it not boina? What makes it boina? Forget choresh. Yeah, choresh is choresh. Why is it? What's boina about it? My sister, in Eben also there's a very big arichos about the etzem agdor of melechas boina. And we'll see a little bit what it comes. And this, since this is the sugya of boina, basically the perig is boina. And this stuff is boina, so it's very important to get that to go through a little bit, something you don't be touched upon. He will go with his mouth, and I will see a little different. We're talking about boinus. Everybody knows the famous gemara of Tzadik Hei in Hamatznia, which Rambam brings down. In fact. The Gemara says here now it's near that's not the K. The Gemara says Migav Bein Mishum Aichayev. Migav means making cheese. Mishum Aichayev. The Gemara says Mishum Migav Bein Chayev Mishum Bein. Migav Bein Chayev Mishum Bein. When the Ram brings it down, he explains it like this. In the Zayin of the Chasavos, the Ram brings a few examples of Ovis and Toldus and explains why what defines Ovis. We spoke about it twice, maybe last month, certainly in Ovis and Toldus and then being a Bazaric and other places. So the Rambam brings this as an example, Perek Zayin Halacha, Halacha Vov. Rambam says, Im Gibnoi, begins with Tei Cholov V'Chulu then, V'im Gibnoi, if from the milk he makes cheese, V'asa Oy, V'asa Hu Gvino Chai Mishum Boino, why is it called? Hamikabetz, Chelek El Chelek, V'dibek HaKol, Actually, as a goof, as a yay or so goof, I heard raise a dome and live in yon. That's one, I'm welcome. Why? So Ram says because you take mikabe chelik al chelik, attach chalokim and make one hole. You call mikabe chelik al chelik. V'dibek hakol hayis damel binyan. This is one aspect of the definition of binyan. We'll soon see another one. Then they have another locha here. Zayim Pergud, Habayin Kol Shulchayv. He brings down our Gemara, Mashu Pnei Kaka, but Bayis has gone up in Kol Godol. Actually, Mashu Pnei Kaka, Ki Goyin Shrishpul, Teil, or Mila Gumo, Gei Haris, Bain De Vechayev. So Mashu Pnei Kaka is Chayv. Then he brings Echad Osin Seven, that will come to Mitzvah Shem soon. Then Aloha Yud Gimul, he says, Ha'is Ha'il Kavua, Reza told us Bain De Vechayev. To make an Ha'il Kavua, he's told us Bain De Vechayev. Chay Noise Kli, Adom again, Tanu Vechovis, Bechul Oreis that told us Bainu Chayv. So it says very clearly, Chayim Gabin, Oreis told us Bainu. So two things, here they have another show, that these two things are told us Bainu. One is Megabin, and the reason why I'm explaining Megabin is Bechal Shach to Bainu is because it's Megabin, it's Chalokim, and Chalokim. The other thing, the other question, there are a few questions. The other point that we have to take note of is that oil kavua, oil kavua is chayuv taka. Everybody knows that making oil is chayuv and shabbos, but don't call it a toldo. It's not the av. It's not the av. So in shalos hashelo, if it's a toldo, why is it not enough? Why are these things not? What's different about it? If these are av, what's the prototypical case of bringing the? How do we define it? And then why and. Which tells us that these are missing something. What is missing? As opposed to the prototype of Bainu, what is missing? Those are the questions. Oil Kavu is a toldo. Megabain, Oisekli is a toldo. Or Mitzasheni again asks you, good, same thing. If they're missing something, what makes him a toldo? So we'll say, oh, but he has a nice sugar, it works everything out. But it's a few Shabbos. This is the bigger Rikos and very good Rikos Shabbos. So here the Avnozer Mahalich is that the two things. You have to put together the two examples we just saw told us each one illustrates one component of the Hagdorah of Baina, and the complete Hagdorah of Melech's Baina is both. The Haino like this. The Melech's Baina is to be Mkabe's Chalokim El Chalokim, and which result in a structure on the ground, a binyan on the ground. A binyan. That's his secret, that's his main vote. And he has a few other chidushim here. But let's just go step by step. So Mele, right, that's it. So building a house, so building with blocks, taking blocks and erecting a binyan, that's the av of Baina. Why? Because it has both aspects. See, the melechas Baina, the av has two aspects. Kabbis, chalokim, machalokim, these are all them, and to make an edifice. To make a binyan. Oil, making an oil, doesn't involve mkabetz chalokim. Doesn't involve building. Doesn't involve spreading out. You spread out a tent. You don't have to put together a tent. A binyan has to be put together. Has to be built in the sense of avonim and tit and levenu. And so this is Evan Ozim Halach. So mainly, something which doesn't involve being put together is like an oil. That's like an oil. You take a sheet, you take whatever it is, you take any material, spread it out on top of the concrete. So you made an oil. So you made a structure, but you haven't put anything together. So he claims it's that's why it's a told. It's one of the two. And mekabes chalokim achalokim doesn't involve making a binyan. It's just one of the two things.
Why is mash
megumas out? Well, so the obvious question is: so why is mash megumas? So here we come to it. His vote. So he says like this. He says that these two things are the definition of a binyan. A binyan is something which is a structure on the ground, and the binyan consists of chalokim. So he says, let's say you have a structure, but let's say you have a structure and you make an addition to it, or you do something to that structure. So it's going to be avig, or it's going to be tzol. So if the well, I'm sorry, we'll back up a second. If the poel yotzei, what the person is doing, is one of the two, that's a toldo. Megabein is a toldo. Oil is a toldo. Oil doesn't involve chalokim. The government doesn't involve any kind of a structure. Just doesn't have its halakha. Let's say you have a binyan. Binyan, true to the name. Binyan, true to the name. A real binyan. And a Shabbat, it was made before Shabbat. It's made. It's kavu of a time. He goes in a Shabbat and he does something in a binyan. So he's doing an ab because he's buying in being buying in a binyan. So he claims that that's why being mashiv a kant of a binyan, he's doing melachas binyan in a binyan which consists of which is makubas mechalokim and the destruction of the ground.
If it's stam karka, we also count as a binyan.
Oh. He doesn't address it. It comes out mitech vavas mevur that no, it's not. And it can have been shoyl because l'chayu in Rabbi Yirmiyahu. When Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, right, Rabbi Yirmiyahu says, "Can't only choyf a guma latzniya bo putoysof." So it's true, Ram doesn't bring it down. Okay, Ram doesn't bring it down. But the Gemara doesn't say he's doing that in the house. And it's sad when the Gemara came, choyf a teif a yiris, choyf a guma latzniya. The teif a yiris we know was sitting outside. That we know for the Gemara's eyes. They were sitting outside. They weren't sitting in the homes. Because when they threw the shalof on Mavi and Moitz and Machmiz Dolan. The Teif HaYiris were sitting outside. They did the work in the outside, in the fresh air. Some stuff. So when they made holes, where would they make holes? In the oilim? Or they made holes in where they were sitting. When they finished working with someone, they made a hole. They more thought. They made a hole in the ground where each person was sitting. And then they went home. Yeah, they talk after the party. But same case. So then why is that burning? Why is that burning?
Why can't burn it on the outside?
What?
Oh,
he claims, because it wouldn't be the Av, that he can burn it on the ground. He has a shayla. If given his Hagdore, the binyan is a kibbutz of halokim, which have come together to make a structure. Yeah, he's miyash better things too. We'll come to this sooner or later. But given this basic Hagdore, the binyan is a kibbutz of halokim, which makes a structure. So why is mash v'kaka? The Gemara says in here it's called the Mashu Beguma Bibai is Chayv. Why is Chayv? Why is it enough? Efshat, the maximum told. Why is it enough?
He said it's enough.
What? Because Mashu is Chayv. But the Rambam says Chayv Mishum. The Rambam says he's Mitzvah. The Rambam is enough. The Rambam says Halacha Yud Beis. Habayin Lechoshu Chayv. Hamash Vapenei Kaka Bibai is Genshish Voltel Emile Gumo. Harei Zeh Bayin Lechayov. Elchad mentions Zeh Vimechad Nesdid Chayov. Talking about that. First Halacha Yud Gimel. First he says, "How is Elchad Vore told us Bayin Lechayov?" So he's going to add some is right.
Why isn't it like a reverse, like a chayfer, so that you build the structure of the logram?
Let's just go back a little bit. Then we'll go step by step. He touched upon other things too, which we'll talk about, Mishnah. So first of all, Gabe is not shy on him. Some is him. But maybe it will help us. Then so let's go back start with Megabe. So Megabe, the first shy is first shy. Megabe is chayv mishum boyne. Hold us boyne. Megabe. Is the Mogan Avram has a title. Mogan Avram is in the Lokshah now, but we can read it from the Rambam. The Gemara says that Hamikabe is Dvei Lubosa Mehem. A gulo. Ich bin noch auf der Ende, wie ich nicht schreibe, wenn ich in das Kapsel gut verhob. Either to press together dates, to take figs and to string them together. Like we still have the string goes to figs. Wie ich nicht schreibe, wenn ich in das Kapsel gut verhob. Der Weise told us, mehr am mehr. Habeze told us me'amer b'chayov. So the shaila is, the stable has a little piece about it too, but then he says it's a mogen avon kasha. The shaila is, well, why is this not told us b'ayin? What's the difference in this and megavin? Especially given the Rambam's hagdol, what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that b'ayin is mekabetz chelek el chelek. So why are these two examples? The first, especially Mikabit the veil of also Mimena Gulo. The second one too, maybe it's a Nikav to any Vishnus Hevel Ben Hashem's Kapsu Guf Echo. Why is that not also told us Bainu? Why is it told us Mamma? Not the Dafki Mamma. I post the Shaila. Magavon gives a short text in the Simon Shin Mem, the end of Shin Mem. It's a short text. It says, here is the Kabon is only Eshvin. That's what he means exactly. Well, why am I saying this? I mean, on the other side, Lulei Divei Magavon. I would say, Lulei, the text is bullshit, I think. But what was he saying? But he has an idea. What is Megabe in the Chayim Shabbainya? And Megabe is the Velo, or Ta'inim is Chayim Mishum Amarim is Gabe in the Velo. What?
Oh, I'm not quitting
anything. Yeah, very good. Because the velo, before you make the gvino, it's milk. The dibuk there has created a new entity. Now I have cheese. It's not just cheese, not just frozen milk or congealed milk. It's a new entity. Forget that aspect of creating a new entity. It lies at the very essence of boina. The kabe is for the purpose of creating a new thing. I'm going to say it because it's bullshit. I mean, I'm just emphasizing what makes it bainah. What's bainah? Creating a new structure, a new entity. The Chidravim explains that even if you do it with a food item, it's also called a bainah. Here, the kabe is the velo, so it doesn't have a new shem, it's not a new shem sebechal. So it's fixed, but there's no new structure called it's an agulah of dvelim or things of tainim. Same thing. There's not a ponim chadoshes b'chal, in any sense of the term. B'chal, it's not a ponim chadoshes. Oh. Mele, that's a posh as us. It's not b'ainu. Elomai, this. If made, somebody can ask a question, there's a third melocha, is yet a third melocha, which is similar. And maybe we have to be mechal between that melocha, what melocha is the third melocha, which we have to... What?
You need
dough. What? Lush, lisho. Lisho, what's lisho? What's the thing? What is the English is lisho from Boina? So there's possible. What?
It's not like a hard
cut. Like yeah, the definition of malocha is different malocha. It's making a mish. It's making to taking solid items, taking solid like flour, or offer if you hold there's gibul and offer. And with liquid, dafke with liquid. Divim locha, making it come together, making them stick together. That's him making one mass of little pieces is in locha. Making one mass. The ta'anim that are strung together haven't become one mass b'chal. So that's possible. Why losh and ma'am are different than possible? And why leaves not buying is also possible because they haven't made a new entity. You've created a new Matthias, but that's not a new entity. Okay, but Lisa was not really.
Why is it not a new entity?
What?
Why is it not a new entity?
It's not a structure. It's not a new entity. You've changed. You've changed it. It involves something else. You've changed it something new, but it's not the structure. You're not interested in structure. You're interested in the different properties of before it's flour, now it's the dough. Before it was offer, now it's mud. But that's all. Gibul means the attachment for the sake of attachment, not for using it. You want these items to be attached.
Now
there's
one.
No, fear is hechshoichu. They're called hechshoichu. Be marshoichu. What say either be marshoichu or changing oichu with heat. Fear something else. Fear the what? Sometimes a fee involves a change, but not always. It doesn't always involve change. What?
When
does it not involve a change? Take a piece of meat. It's the same piece of meat. What was the raw? Now it's a change, but nothing. I wouldn't think it's very wise not bringing it. Why it's not lost? Change. Take a change. The lachas b'service is it's hash roichel. I'm
not
talking.
There's not a mice there.
What?
I don't think it's so
schwer.
Why is Mashveg Gomez?
The Gemara here called Kalim is Taylor. Binyan and Stira. Here the Gemara happens to be talking about Binyan and Kalim. If you hold Yesh Binyan and Kalim, so Yesh Stira be Kalim. And vice versa. But L'choy comes out that with this Binyan and Stira. No. So if you go with that, without correlation, that correlation between Binyan and Stira, so then the Shaila is, why is it moved to the cut a piece of cheese? Every time you cut a piece of cheese, or melt cheese, it should be Stira.
He hasn't answered this, he says maybe it doesn't have a same binyan.
That's Mamash HaTaris. That stira means stira of the entity that you make, means to destroy, to undo the entity that you make. So when you make, you made a binyan, and that it could be one of two ways. Let us define this. It's important to have an accurate definition. The stira can be one of two ways. Either somebody puts up a binyan and then takes it down, like they put up the mishkan. Then they took it down. The binyan was nistar. So they take a bulldozer and knock down the house. That's stira. Who are din bo'inyan? If the house is still standing, Moshe, but something that previously was part of the house now has been removed, Moshe have a few layers of schach. He takes off a layer of schach from the sukkah. That's stira. Even though the binyan remains, but that which was a part of it is now has been nistar. The stira was done, not the whole thing, but the chelk of it. If you had to take a brick, down a few bricks off of the wall. That's stira, because even though the main binyan is still standing, but the chelk of it was nisa. That's possible. So in binyan b'kelim, the same thing. If you hold yesh binyan b'kelim means assembling a kli, whatever binyan b'kelim means, we'll see. Means let's say assembling a kli. If to the center assembling, putting together a kli is binyan, then disassembling it is stira talking, because you disassemble the kli, it's not kli anymore. And gvina, you don't do that. Gvina, it's a little piece of cheese. Every mash we take off, it makes cheese. It makes gvina. So having disassembled, you can't disassemble gvina. That's supposed to the terrorists. But when we're using, but this idea, if I guess, is relevant, that in the terrorists too, that binyan means to create a new identity, and a new entity, not just to put things together, then to separate them. It's not coming together. It's coming together for the purpose of creating a new entity. Oh, not like this.
Why is
Aram Chayef
putting two trees together?
What? Let's come to it, and then we'll have to understand it.
Yeah, I do.
Good question.
End
of the weekend. Yeah, that's the K. We'll come to it. Take K is something else.
Why does Gvina have more of a structure than dope?
What?
Why does Gvina have more of a structure than dope?
Don't involve something else. Involves taking something basically which is powder, which was pulverized. Either it is Betsam or it was pulverized, means turned into powder. And then by putting water in, you make a cohesive a new cohesive entity out of it. It's bedafke that pula of taking powder and with liquid making it come together. That's not as gosh. Boiner is assembling pieces, assembling, and not making a gush. Doesn't become a gush. That doesn't have to become a gush.
You're not assembling by vino.
No, but the definition, the etzim halacha of boina, has nothing to do with etzim halacha of losh. So now you want to know why megabein? Not now. Listen, megabein chaim shul boina. Megabein is chaim shul boina. Why is not chaim shul losh? Because megabein wasn't pulverized solid. It was cholov. It began as cholov. So it's missing that chunut. It's not losh. It isn't losh for this reason. Losh is only this. This is lisha. Lisha is taking powder and with liquid making it cohesive. And megam is not there. It was cholov. Cholov wasn't a powdery salt.
Why
did that tear it? What?
Why is it not losh burning?
So that's why I think that you're not making a structured use. You're making it's not a structure. That's a shaila. Okay, let's leave that as a question. I want to say, as a question. After mutz is a little bit there. Yeah, that's a question. Say, why is losh not burning like al derech megavim? But why megavim is not losh posh? Losh burning. Okay, so I mean the kivun is that, but let's leave it and we'll work on it. Well, let's now understand, if we can, Mr. Shem, the na choyfer guma. Choyfer guma. That's near Berkul Toysov. So I think you have to add another site here. You have to add another site. You know what I mean?
It would be like Isa Vassias a Pesach. It's also considered. But if it's a Vahach and so on, that's a new creation to be made.
So Pesach in Luz had a binyan.
Yeah.
Say this, but there you could always say that it's something in a building. So making a shiput, making something, touching a binyan, that's not a damage for. So he says, the Rav said it's derech binyan kach, kind of derech binyan a binyan. So it's making a hole. And making holes in the field. So like this. I think you have the damage you don't need it, but you can add one nekuda here, which is true anyway. There's a. It makes it easier, but you don't need it, but it makes it easier. The Abdi Nezer and the Metalis Bamachas Bainer, it's not yesterday. Nevertheless, in Amenachas Bainer talks about two types of Bainer. There's a Bainer which is, you can talk about Bainer in terms of two chepses. Talk about the structure itself as self-contained unit. So the binyan is just relates to being like Moshel. This binyan of a structure, and there's a parallel case according to many channel binyan of a kli. Creating a structure and the structure in and of itself is the chepsa of the malacha, and that's it, the chepsa. And then there's also a type of binyan which relates to kavka. And it's muchach like that, poshach like that, it's not a chiddush. Making an oil kavua, the whole musag of oil. The musik of oil, by definition, means relating to something to the kalk underneath it. If not the kalk, whatever, something underneath. And there was not an oil. What makes an oil? What makes if you don't relate an oil to some surface underneath it, it's not an oil, by definition. Nothing is an oil. Oil is always over something. Over. And that's that locus too. It has to be over something. Over. So mainly, there's binyan in which the chetz of the binyan is relates or includes the counter, and the nafkaminis. Moshe, I mean not nafkaminis, but two different approaches. So Moshe take bina seis, either one bina seis. So let's say somebody takes maybe easier to understand. L'chor is possible that they have a prefabricated house, and they come with a trailer and pick it up and remove it from its place on the ground. So that's seisim. Why is it seisim? Even though each of the components weren't destroyed, but see what's done. The binyan on the ground was nistam. That's stirah biyachas to the kalker. Mistoma huadin, the same thing. You bring a prefab and put it down somewhere. That's binyan, even though it wasn't assembled. You don't have to assemble something, but that's poshut. Both are poshut. Putting a prefab down is not worth like hail oil, but it could be it's a av, and it's better than toldo. Could be bein the mamish. So upon him, Tzenu made him that the kalka is where the bein takes place. It takes place. Doesn't have to be, but certainly could be. It is. And but that's only right. That's a structure. So how we define it? Making a structure on the ground. Im kein adover, then that's the way the pshat is kein on the choyfe gumel that's near bor putosav. And here's the difference between the choyfe of Chavisha and this choyfe, and this choyfe. The Moshe, when the we'll explain like this. When the Gemara says in Klal Gadol that mashpekak is smoothing the land, so the bebayis is chayim mishum bayne, besoda chayim mishum choyfe. That's the Gemara here. Why does that have why is that boina only in the house? Only in the house. Because they haven't smoothed in terms of the melachas, the melachas and the melachas machshava, it's objective. Having smooth ground is only constructive as only melachas machshava if it's the floor of the house. The floor of a house. If it's not the floor, so forget. The actual shetlake. I mean, it's not right. But Rabbanim says not doing anything. Having smoothing out the ground. There's no shachas and melachas b'ayin. In the house, it's smoothing the floor of the house. Whether here before, I mean, we're talking about when the and then the Chofetz Chaim didn't have floors. Yeah, dirt. Right? The dirt was the floor of the house. So then that's the kalka literally. Is the floor of the floor of the house? It's part of the house. And maybe smoothing it out is melachas b'ayne. If you do it in the field, it's only chovish. It's only chovish because it's preparing the ground for planting. Yeah. Sorry. No. Mashen kein. That's noital gavshushes. What the bais says. What the gemara says. That has to be bais. Mashen kein. Why not? Because there, what he's doing is not to make it smooth. There, he's making something which is functional for him. He's making portion of a mokum tashmish for him. So the mokum tashmish is the hole in the ground. So the hole is functional for him. So and here comes the gemara and says that's b'ayne kosher. What has he made? He's made a structure. Structure doesn't have to rise off the ground and go into the ground too. It's also a structure in that sense. Anyway, we want to find a better word. But it's a tzur. He makes some kind of a tzur in the kalka. So being that he made a tzur in the kalka that's functional, he has what to do with it. So that's b'ayin. He's not doing it. You don't have to. That we don't have habits. That's also b'ayin. That makes something b'ayin. That's why I said that's why introduce everything easier to make it easier. Because there's a binyan which has to do with the kalka. A structure, bringing a structure to the ground, on the ground, or making a structure in the ground, calls it mechal b'ayin. Calls it mechal b'ayin. Digging out a cave. It's v'shor chayiv. That's digging out a cave is v'shor chayiv. There's just a shayla. With the Bishazamin here in the cycle, is an Avra toldo. That's a v'shor chayiv. V'shor chayiv. Why he made a structure in the ground? So this is what's the difference? There's no difference in structure in the ground without having brought blocks or teeth or avonim from elsewhere. The structure and be mechadish a structure in the ground. That's not zbeinim. So here, what this marriage is very good. The marriage is partial. It's one shooting. Even smechem. So this is a structure in the ground. She came only from the gumi. Is avim toyim alu? Oh, what is it? What? How's the wisdom? Wisdom machs machshavis. Wisdom and chashivis to it. Who says it's boine? So the says, yeah, it's functional. It's a structure which serves a purpose. I feel kosher has a purpose. You can put a foot in the mishkan. Also, the more thought if you have me, there was a purpose for such a thing. But like, we define why it's machs boine. It's a structure in the ground which serves a purpose. So I want to say here. Okay, then we come to binyan bekelim. He has something more to say about binyan bekelim.
This is the same thing as a structure on the ground.
The structure in the ground. Oil is this is on the ground. They don't touch the ground. It's better than oil. This is av because he's doing it in the ground. He's making a structure in the ground. And oil is bringing, spreading something out on top of the ground, and he's not changing anything on the ground. He's working. The melacha is being done in the kaka gufa. Yeah. Yeah.
This fits with Evan Azul as well. I mean, it would only be told if Evan Azul.
I don't see. He doesn't.
The
way I read through this, I didn't see anything here to explain why choyfe guma v'kalka and in soda latzniyah putoyisav should be boiner. I don't see.
You're making a big.
why should be an av a kupon? And Patrick was an av. Brainleg can't be the mechayim should be an av. The most they're talking about ovis, and is an av. Patrick is an av. So I don't see why according to him it should be an av. Okay, fine. So the Gemara Dishamt. Omer Shulam Tzadis Eben Chayv. Meis ve yach neisim zeven vach neisim zatid neisim zatid chayim. Mitchamech eim vaseif aves eim apil halo aveniach. In poshet mechogis with shenim what the gears is and what exactly is most kash. Don't speak out the poshet mini shenim. That is Shirashim. Tzadis Eben Veshivo Mitzadis Do Asher Mishi Hashavet Big Hakis Eser Binyan. Yofe, Hashem Sadeh Hu Mechino Tachteho Umeshivo Boaz Chayv Afilu Bloino Santit Avei Bene Kol Shu Desh Mekayimim Ken Biloi Tit. The Kol Shu means just putting the oven down. That doesn't mean any size oven, a pebble. It means an oven which can function as a side, but he doesn't have to do anything other than putting it down. Is Meis Ve Yech Nesen Evet Zogash Nesen Zatit Chayv Avol Nesen Evet Potu. Ulitamech. We have the Ulitamech. Aim a safer base. Aim a feel hell of a Yahagar Bay Dimus Alban and Chayo. Ella plus a vignon they have with Atomic Self Eloy. Tatoi boy to the Bafum. See all you boy Nami Tino. Eloy Banoch Bama. Sak Rashi. Dimus, Suas Abne Chayma Alma Banoch Bama Chay. A feel of today that if homie the Shmu. Elo lab, we'll come back in a minute. Elo lab, kushe tosu b'dan habi, tato yisai d'achoyim wa tato shem shibin avonu, alo es boitit, bestu day bofe ko atmo eno tato des even, tatesha b'shove lo tato kan lo kan. Veyo ofe sovu lo lo seim, hobi o ma shumum lo se ueso b'mitzio, kolo b'inyan kulo yishamin, ha yisai d'at shu al yeno, boi na mitin en tzidut. Ilo, dimus elu, in top line. Shein agabov, ay dimus, en lechese zemnoit, even, tzad, acher, vidoch, anoch, vana sagi, So go back. From the last four words in Rashi, since Rashi had the gifts of Rabbi Ultamich and Sefer Bisi, Rabbi Yossi Oymer, we go with Rabbi Yossi Oymer. Why are we asking Kashi from Rabbi Yossi? I don't know. We ask Kashi from Rabbi Yossi. Let us get the in the most Kashi portion. Tosafot says, Ultamich and Sefer, I feel hello, Rabbi Dimus. We're just in Rabbi Yossi. I feel hello. He gets in the way. My call will come. Hey, hope you run away. The same time will go away. The same thing he says. So Tosafot says, no, Rabbeisi. And Ban is Yashiv. What does Ban say? Yemes and Ban is Yashiv gives Rabbeisi. And it's with a kosher cane. Just like Rabbeisi holds. Just like Rabbeisi holds. Even a bigger Kiddush. Using Shmuel's Kiddush. The laying the foundation without Tino, without Tit. Is Chayiv. And you think that's Shver, I'll show you even a bigger Chiddush. Rabbeisi says that the Dimos Elyeno, even though maybe she's Yoch, the Bono Chelet, but if Rabbeisi, the Madomba, that the Dimos Elyeno is Chavul or anything, so it's not Shver that the bottom is Chav. And Ben says it's not like that. Okay, now we'll see the different Chiddush in the Maisa. In the Lochum. Here, I'm sad that that's Evan. So Rashi tells the one that Mitzadis Evan putting the Tator, the Chayv Shem Boinen, not surprising, is that moving Hatek. Then the Chanando, the Rambam say, Mitzadis Evan, Chayv Mishur Magal Patish. So Magal Patish, so it's very schwer, what's the Magal Patish here? What's the Magal Patish about it? I'm sad that it's having said opinion. Betigno viodo ve shivo. Bemok moilo chayu mishumaki ve patish. Chayu mishumaki ve patish. Is a mevi, we say him, it's very, very small. What's it called? Anybody has me, why is not the patish?
What can it be? This is saying it's a mikdash gemar. It's a gemar
of
some extent.
Of what? The gemar of what?
What?
Gemar of
the foundation.
What?
The foundation.
Oh.
The foundation.
So those are the two. Those are two voters that you can think. Miri, remember as a Miri. Sorry, Miri. Miri.
First,
huh? He said
the foundation first has to get
the combined.
It's a mix of.
No, so the Miri is mashma. The Miri is mashma that this evidence finishes. It's about finishing the evidence itself. And lots of Miri is mashma like that. Kilu panas is mitzvah of the evidence, and the enigma latan of the evidence. Which that's a lot of Miri, but it needs. So Talmud of Dainot, Mechtese. Well, why? This evidence finished. It's finished with seven.
Can I recommend also, though, no?
What? Oh, so, but that's what Miri says. So it's a little bit, so it's a shtickle hesber, why it's a makir bepatish. The child's why it's not baina? Why it's not baina? Well, what's wrong with baina? Why do you have to look and what is that they call it makir bepatish? Because the heaven is makir bepatish of the heaven. So why not? What's wrong with baina? What's wrong with baina? What's wrong with baina? Mechaskinuk tadaukoi, he does it more than once, says, taki, yeah, baina, that only means to say it's also makir bepatish.
What was that?
The Michal says it, thank you very much. Chaim is from both. Not that it's not going there, it's also going there. It's also Makapatish. So, first of all, still needs a hesber. Why is it Makapatish? It doesn't help us that much. This is also going there. It's not still not much like that. But that, he did that, it's, I mean, it's, he understood that in quite a few places he does that.
Does he also
keep Chaim
from Makapatish in another Malacha?
Yeah, so the Meiri says like this, I'm tired of this heaven, but I'm a Shiva Bakaki to say the Vinyan, Mokum Moyla, I'm a Shamaki Padish, some days from Sado, Machino, Miyashu Bakaka, Lias, some Li Oilom, Li Oilom, who Gamar Vinyan, Li Oi say her heaven. It's finished with the heaven. This heaven is not going to be touched again. The heaven is here for forever, for keeps. That's a Gemara in the heaven. Good, that's what he says, Takim. That's what he says. The other thing to say is that the Yisrael is finished. It's finished making the Yisrael. But Shaul is, again, so I repeat. So why is Makapatish going to be either because the heaven is finished or the Yisrael is finished, perhaps? But why is not Baina, Takim? Why is it not Baina? I don't know. Why is the Rambam not Baina? Why is the Rambam what are the hell not Baina? I have an idea, but I don't know.
Ish
Mesivin? What?
Ish Mesivin?
The what?
Still have to go on
the game. What's the difference between the Yisrael and then the first shoe of Avodim afterwards? I don't know. So what?
So you combine two elements in one. So just pop up.
They have to be all like Mrs. Zalman, I mean. He didn't attach it to anything. See. That could be, because let's see. I want to say that, but if you want to say it, you can say it. You can say it, it could be, according to him, forget, maybe you're talking about it, because now it's a very interesting thing. Let's see. The Mitzvah is like this. In the Mitzvah, state as a. Tatoi boy, it's 2 days ve afro. It's 2 days ve afro. So let's go back for a minute to the tato. So actually, the second Rashi, tato, look at Rashi again. You say the chayim metachlis from achieving. Avonim alot bloitid b'tzude ve'offer. Tzude means addressing and making sure it's in place, and offer means putting offer around it. Kol asma ein lo tzade des ha'ev ben shetetra b'shove v'tate l'kan l'kan. V'yei offer sove v'lo l'isa imcho, and surrounded by offer to support it. to support it. So according to Rashi, Rashi's learned in the Gemara, it's the Rafa means to put it in, to adjust it, make sure it's in the right place, and to surround the block, the foundation blocks with or from Fush in Rashi. That's missing in the Rambam. When the Rambam means down, Hamsadir is Evan beside a binyan, betikno biyodoy beshiva b'melkom oylo chaim shemach patish. Doesn't say surrounding with offer. So the Osameach says already that he had the gears to not veer with a vol, but be afro. That the only one thing has to be done. Sudai means tikno biyodoy, to put it in. And shiva b'melkom oylo be offered, put it into the offer. Okay, now ilo. Banocho Balmo Sagi, Banocho Balmo, Banocho Balmo. So Rashi, Dimus Eliash Ein Al Gabov Oi Dimus Ein Cheshes Im Noit Evin Tzad Echod. Hilgach Banocho Balmo Sagi Bulmus Ed Vabesi. What don't you require to Rashi? What's in Tzad? In Tzad Namish. What don't you require to Rashi? How's the Eliash different from Tzio? What's in Tzad? What's the difference? What's the difference between the law and Tzio? Chayv from Tzio is only if you put Tino, if you put Tit. Yeah? Boy Tino ima Tzidut. Boy Tino ima Tzidut. Ilo, what do you need for the law? On top of what? On top of the
previous one.
Yeah. Is there any tit there, Bechlau? Doesn't look like it. Doesn't look like it. One. Second question, the Kohen Rashi is, where does the tit go in the Mitzio? Boshim Tzad. Where does the tit go in the Mitzio? What? Around it. Around it. Because there's Boy Tino Imatzidot. There was a tit serves the purpose of keeping it, securing it in place. The soid and underneath the first level tator, so if you put it the offer, you don't have to bring tit, just surround it with offer and that gives the place. The law doesn't need any tit at all, says Rashi. The mitzio has to be secured in place, and how do you do that? Boy namitin im atzidut, Rashi im hat sidut. Sidut means placing it exactly. Sidut means lining it up, literally lining it up. That's sidut. Im atzidut, you have to put tit. What does that mean? It means that it keeps it in place. Keeps it in place. That's how the Rashi says. That's very good. So and kayetsi b'dovah. So Rashi says the top one. We don't care if it's off a little bit. I mean, we don't care if it moves. I might fall off and hit and fall on somebody's head. It's like kasha. I don't know. It won't fall off. But the point, we don't care if it's a little bit. Rashi says ain't cheshes made devin l'kan l'tzad echod. We don't care. So the point is no tit at all on top. Now the Rambam's not again. What's it? They learned the Rambam. You saw this. It's not a chiddush. It's not my chiddush. Ram Shay does say. Echad noisin a seven, vechad noisin a satit, noisin a tit chayuv. Ubinad bacho el yoin, the top layer, afilu helo a seven, vinicho agave, afilu helo a seven, vinicho agave a tit chayuv. Shre ein manicho no leho tit acher. So the tit that Ram's talking about in Tzio is for what? It seems to be that the tit Ram talking about in Tzior is not to secure that evan with that brick in place. The tit is to enable the next layer to be placed on top of this and the stick. And so the unfortunate number. And the chiddush of Elohim is that when he puts Elohim on top of the tit, because he doesn't want to fall on somebody's head, but he doesn't have to add a layer of tit on top of that. He's finished already. So don't say no. So the tit is serves different, it's a different place and serves a different function. The tit in Tzio is on top of the heaven you put down. The tit which you don't need in the Elyon is, you don't need that on top. You don't have to crown the top brick with a crown of tit. But you have to put it on top of tit to make sure it doesn't fall. Well, foolish. So the two Nekudas, that's how easy Nekudas. The first Nekudas is, why does the Elyon have to have tit? That's bullshit. That's bullshit, which just says it shouldn't fall down. Has to be secured. If it's not attached. It has to be attached. Only attached. What's in touch? Has to be attached. And there's no such thing as the top layer not being attached, which seems to be Rashi Shita. So it has to be attached. That's possible. So that's non-negotiable. Vada has to be attached. You can't do without that.
Is the straight in the line or not?
Yeah, it's, I'm the same way the others were. Same way. If you chayiv in the mitzvah for being sloppy, say chayiv it too. And if for some reason they say it can't be sloppy, it can't be sloppy there either. You know what I mean? But the vod is not. The vod has to be attached. So the law has to be attached when one that's foolish. The titit only, but here's an interesting law. I think it's a long distance nakud here. The tit that the Gemara says the law doesn't need is the tit on top of that. What does the tit on top of that do? No, normally the tit on top is where you're going to put the next layer. So what's the tzadkim you needed? Tzadkim in the mitzvah you needed the whole time. How come in CEO you needed the whole kind? Why did that tit for? You just put a layer big and the tit was there already. So why is the fee of contingent by putting the tip on top of the oven, making a sandwich? What is the sandwich for? What is the top of the sandwich for? The tit, the oven is attached. It is held in place by the bottom tit. What's the answer?
It's only Machayev for a part of the opinion. It's as much as it's...
Yeah, because you're on the way. It's not finished. Because it's not finished. It's not finished. Because not finished. This is not it. There's not a double shalom missing in the machas not service. A layer which doesn't this in order to be chayv adding layer each one is chayv. I wish the machas not service. I can talk about in the first year. So luchayv yeshayim the Ram answer by saying that here the loch consists of putting a layer down and it's also preparatory for the next layer. So each one lays the foundation. So not foundation. But each one prepares or paves the way for the next one. So that's what the tit serves in the middle. Luchayv, that's what it looks like. That was listening. Oh, the. So Mele could be, that's what it says. Mele, the Bederach Efshah could be the bottom layer. But since the Gemara says no tit, Sedudei. What?
Isn't there another
gear,
Nami Boi or Boi Nami?
Yeah, but then it says you put it down without anything. Heshiv Mokam Roy Loh Chaim Shomaki Patish. So Mishum Binyan, so this is one possibility. There could be another possibility. Why it's not Binyan is because the Chiv doesn't, if you put Tit down, perhaps you be Chayim Mishum Binyan. If you put that, also, putting the Evan down is Malapaz. If you put Tit on top of the Evan I saw, then he will come into the Malachas Binyan. The Chiddush is, and the two things. First of all, again, in why putting the foundation is Chayim Mishum Makar Padish. So we go back again. The two questions. First question is, what's Makar Padish about it? Why is Makar Padish? Second question is, why is it not Bainer? So now we're addressing, why is it not Bainer? So now we have Lachoy Ashigul Hezbe. It's not Bainer because he didn't put the tit on top. He doesn't have to put the tit on top of it. Here's the Chiddush. Ram held the Gemara's Machal Tatoy doesn't need it, but today, therefore, the Gemara's finished already. So it must be that it's not preparatory for something else. It is a Gemara. That's why it's not Bainer, because it doesn't. You don't have to put the tit on behind. Okay. But then you have to have a good answer. Why is it? What's Makar Padish about? What is the Gemara? What are we finished? Finish foundation? Okay. So the Lechoyer finishing foundation is finishing foundation is Makar Padish. That's a little, needs a little more hesitation, a little Talmud. That's a little bit. But we a little, but this Nikud, why is not Shachar Bayesh? Because no tit. Okay.